On va au vestiaire avec Tomáš Tatar maintenant.
You know, tough to look for words. I mean, it's a huge accomplishment, you know, to be number one in the whole organization. It's just showing you how good Kerry is, and his performance tonight was outstanding. You know, you could see we played a little tight. You know, we just realized like how big our 2 points are for us, and Larry was just outstanding.
Was it a little tougher maybe than expected
that game? You know, it's NHL. It's really tight and really close. I mean, everybody can play. Everybody's good. I mean, they have a good team as well. I think you could see it on us. We really wanted those 2 points, and we just were playing with little tight hands, and you know, it was a long 0-0, and then we're really happy for those 2 points. Obviously, they're huge for us.
What did you like the most about the way you guys played tonight?
We were battling. You know, we had a lot of chances. We couldn't score. Their goalie was pretty good tonight too, and after we scored the first one, you know, I think we had a little more confidence, and we started playing way better.
Thank you.
Voilà pour Tomáš Tatar. On lui a demandé s'il était surpris de la résistance qu'a offert les Red Wings. Ben, il dit tout le monde joue dans cette ligue-là. Il faut être prêt à jouer à tous les soirs dans la Ligue nationale. C'est vrai que les Red Wings ont offert une résistance aux Canadiens. Je pense qu'on retourne tout de suite au vestiaire. Max Domi avec 2 buts ce soir.
I mean, not just for our team, but that was a big night for Larry, and we wanted to give that to him. And to be a part of that was pretty special.
What did you like the most about the way?
Overall, that was a big team effort and a huge win.
Kulak's fourth goal of the season. What have you liked about him since he's been coming?
That was a bomb. Great play by Tuna, too. I mean, Tuna was feeling it, obviously. He's feeling it against his old team, so he's done that pretty much every game against those guys. And, I mean, great play and great shot and huge goal for us.
Max, I'm sorry if I'm making you repeat, but just your thoughts on Price tonight beating the club record.
It's a special night. I mean, not just for him, but his whole family and obviously his organization. The faces that have been a part of this franchise and how they've represented it, for him to be at the top like that, it's pretty remarkable. And to be able to play with him and share this moment with him was pretty special. And I mean, he deserves every bit of it. He's the best goalie in the world. He's been the best goalie for a long time, and he's going to continue to be the best goalie for a long time. So we're lucky to have him.
That empty net goal you scored, you had 3 guys chasing you. It looked like you were skating with like every ounce of your might there to make sure this game was over.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, great play by Wheels. To bank a puck like that, it's like a pool shot, right?
Yeah.
So all I had to do was really skate, and I had to step on the guys. So empty nets are empty nets.
Thanks, Max.
Yeah.
Voilà pour Max Domi. Jérémy lui disait, c'est parce que quand tu as marqué dans un filet des
ans,
il y a trois joueurs qui couraient après toi. Il dit oui, il fallait qu'elle aille devant le filet, puis il a rendu le crédit à Jordan Will pour la belle passe. Il a fait un très beau jeu. Gagner la mise en jeu.
Oui.
Ensuite, il a récupéré la rondelle, puis éviter de faire un mauvais dégagement, placer la rondelle.
Oui.
Voilà. Alors, pour Max Domi, il a dit, concernant Carey Price, il dit c'est un match spécial pour lui, pour sa famille, mais il dit pour toute l'organisation, il dit c'est le visage de notre franchise, c'est le visage de notre équipe depuis plusieurs années. Il a dit c'est le meilleur au monde, il continuera de l'être encore pour un bout de temps. Et il dit moi, je suis fier d'être dans la même équipe que lui.
Oui.
Voilà pour les propos.
C'est spécial de faire partie de... Je le crois, tu sais.
De Max Domi.
Plus tard, tu regardes ces événements-là et tu te dis, bon, écoute, j'étais là, j'étais sur cette patinoire-là,
ouais.
J'ai contribué à cette victoire. C'est toujours très spécial.
Voilà. Alors, on va retrouver le capitaine Shea Weber au vestiaire.
I mean, he gives us a chance to win every night. He's a special, special player.
Thank you. Just the cool and calm thing is such a... It's almost become a cliche with him. Everyone talks about it. Can you, I guess, put into words what impact that does have on his teammates, just his demeanor and the way he goes about his business?
I mean, you see the calm confidence that he has, and I think the guys feed off that energy. Obviously, energies are transferred different ways, and I think his is calming for our team, especially in situations where maybe we're not playing our best, and he's just... in control and controls the game, and it just kind of settles everything down, just like the way he did tonight.
On va se déplacer rapidement puisque oui. Carey Price vient tout juste de se rendre disponible aux médias.
Absolument.
On va tenter d'en.
Merci, Jérémy. Oui. Voici donc pour Carey Price.
Ups and downs throughout this whole process, and I played with a lot of great guys, and played on some excellent teams, and. You know, definitely have time to reflect on it, but I don't feel like that time is quite yet.
You had 3 breakaways you had to stop today, and 2 when it was still 0-0. How about the Bertuzzi one? It seemed like the puck was alive for a long time.
Yeah, I just tried to do the dominator and just spread out and cover the goal line. And, you know, it was fortunate that we were able to get a whistle.
What was the harder part of that, Gary? Was it the save itself on Bertuzzi or just the massive flying bodies with your stick jammed up in the mesh? It's like you didn't even have possession of your stick.
Yeah, like I said, I was just trying to cover everything low, and our guys just dogpiled it in the crease, and we were able to get a whistle and take a sigh of relief.
You said that you did not expect to be the first star of the game because people were waiting for you at the end there.
Yeah, well, I had to come in here and enjoy it with my teammates. Obviously, these guys worked extremely hard this evening to earn the win, and you know, it was a great time to share it with the fans as well.
What do you think about when you see all these faces that are staring at you on a daily basis, be it here in Brossard?
Every one of them played hard for this organization, and I feel like, you know, most people who have donned this jersey have laid it all out there, so I'm proud to be a part of this.
Kerry, you're keeping the puck for tonight's game. I'm guessing if you had to name the top three pucks that you've kept so far in your career with the Canadians, which ones
would you name?
probably this one in the games played. You know, I have a few pucks on my mantle that I'm pretty proud of.
Any more sweeter just given what the significance of this game was for the group?
Yeah, it was definitely you know, an important 2 points for us. Obviously, we're in a dogfight right now, and it's every effort put out for the rest of the season is going to be very important. So I feel if we continue to play the way we did tonight, we'll be successful.
Do you have a recollection?
Thank you, Kerry.
Voilà donc pour les commentaires de Carey Price. Et quand on lui a posé la question pourquoi ça a pris du temps avant que tu reviennes sur la glace pour la première étoile, ben c'est parce que il y a plusieurs gars qui ont contribué dans l'équipe à tout ça. Puis je voulais le partager d'abord avec les coéquipiers dans la chambre. Je vais en profiter avec eux. Puis après ça, bien sûr, venir célébrer avec les partisans pour avoir été choisi la première étoile. Bien sûr, c'était un choix incontournable pour la partie de ce soir. Daniel, on a le plaisir d'accueillir maintenant notre invité. C'est la première fois qu'on l'accueille. For the first time at our post-game show, Brett Kulak from the Montreal Canadiens. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for your time. That was a very, very important game, I mean, standing-wise, with the Jackets who won against the Bruins tonight for Carey, but before, for the rest of the team, having those 2 points here tonight in Montreal.
Yeah, it felt good. We know the importance of every game moving forward here, and the race is just so tight, and it's going to be tight, I think, right down to the end. So wins are important, and, you know, we look at the standings and what's happening around the league, but our number one focus is what's going on in our dressing room and how we're playing on the ice. And yeah, for Pricey, it's a huge accomplishment for him, obviously, but, you know, he's a guy who kind of drives the bus here. He's a leader in the team, and he's ready to compete every day and help the team win, and everyone feeds off him.
Brett, I know you're a humble person, but you had a very good game to score a very important goal with this team. You had 3 shots on the net. That was a big comeback for you after being healthy scratch during the Western road trip.
Yeah, I think it happens. You know, never want to be scratched, and I always want to be out there battling with my teammates and trying to win the games, but it happens and decisions are made to try to win the games, and something that needed to happen with the team. But I was really happy to get back in tonight. And yeah, I think the games at this time of year, they're so tight and nothing's pretty out there. And it's just a grind kind of the whole game. And it's almost playoff hockey already as the season's winding down. But yeah, everyone's really happy in the room tonight to get the win. Now we'll move forward.
You seem like you always find a way to hit the net. Like tonight you had that GPS on the one that you score. But it's really a big asset of you. You use your wrist shot very often when you don't have like a shooting lane. You're very efficient in that regard.
Yeah, things happen quick out there, and guys, the other team and on our team, obviously, the game now, it's a huge thing is blocking shots, so it's hard to get pucks through and all the way down to the goalie. But I think, it's something I work on, and I'm going to continue to work on it. I think just on the stick, off the stick is super important, and just finding lanes, and if even it's not there, just getting it down off the end wall to bounce back into the slot or things like that. But yeah. I try to think before I get the puck, try to put myself in a lane away from their team, their team's player, to give myself a lane. If I do get the puck, I can shoot it right away on net.
Is it something that you're told you're pushed to do like a little more to emphasize according to the fact that you gotta here and there find your way to score goals? It's so hard nowadays at this time of year to score goals. So are the coaches are asking for more from you guys?
Yeah, they're always expecting more, I think, and yeah, it's in this league. There's a lot demanded of you every day, but that's something that they don't emphasize necessarily.
I see.
They like us. They obviously don't like getting when we get shots blocked. So that's
sure. Yeah,
that's something we're all thinking about, and we want to.
But I mean, as far as the second wave and more involved in the attack, you saw tonight a few times you, Victor, skating the puck and try to lead the rush a little more often.
No, I think that's the way the game's going, and they do definitely push that on us. They want us following up the plays after the breakouts, and you can catch the other team on odd man rushes like that. So that's kind of what happened tonight. I was just following up the rush, and then Tatar made a good play, turning up and found me kind of there.
Brett Kulak, thank you very much for being with us for this post game show. Thanks and congrats for the win.
Hey, you have the winning goal.
Very much, guys. Have a good night.
Maybe Pricer owe you one.
Sorry?
maybe Carey Price owe you one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Brett.
All right.
Thanks for stopping
one.
By. It was great to have you.
Thank you very much. Alors, Brett Kulak du Canadien de Montréal, très généreux.
Oui, oui.
Merci de sa part. Danny,
je suis pas surprise un peu.
Ben oui. Tu dis, Carey, t'en dois une.
Ouais.
Non. Écoute, tu lui as parlé de ses tirs au filet. Puis je répète qu'il y a une couple de semaines, on avait organisé un petit concours entre les défenses où on mettait des cônes pour personnifier les joueurs de l'équipe adverse qui bloquaient les lignes de tir. Et les défenseurs devaient prendre des tirs en mouvement. Et Kulak avait été vraiment le meilleur de sa classe dans ce chapitre-là. Puis ça, pareil, il nous en a parlé un petit peu. Ouais. C'est le nouveau hockey.
Ouais.
On doit vraiment trouver des lignes de tir. C'est le défi. Alors, c'est de placer la rondelle au filet. Tu as parlé du fait qu'il joint l'attaque assez souvent. Ouais. Il le fait avec confiance. Bien, il a dit là aussi, c'est un peu comme ça que ça se passe maintenant. C'est ce que les entraîneurs nous demandent de faire.
Pas de la transporter.
Exactement.
Suivre l'attaque ou de la transporter. Créer un surnombre ou être celui qui attaque la zone carrément.
Il a dit, bon, je lui ai posé la question, a été retiré de l'alignement pendant le voyage dans l'Ouest. Ben, il a dit, quand il y a des joueurs en trop, il faut t'accepter ça. Mais vraiment, il a répondu brillamment ce soir. Il a rebondi.
Oui.
Il a très bien fait. Et Danny, moi, je pense que c'est un des meilleurs partenaires que Jeff Petrie peut avoir.
Oui, il se complète bien. Écoute, il a la sobriété dans son jeu, mais en même temps, il est capable de... C'est Petrie, parce que souvent, Petrie va être couvert, très serré, là, sa couverture, parce que c'est quand même un joueur qui a une bonne fiche offensive.
Oui.
Alors, à 5 contre 5, tu remets la rondelle à Kulak, qui est capable de décocher des bons tirs. Il l'a prouvé ce soir.
Hey, pour le temps de glace qu'il a, là, regarde le nombre de buts et le nombre de passes. C'est loin d'être méchant.
Non.
Et on lui a parlé, bien sûr, de cette victoire signée Carey Price. Il a dit que c'est vraiment spécial de pouvoir partager, d'être avec le meilleur joueur de notre équipe qui récolte une victoire aussi importante que celle-là dans sa carrière. Ouais. Alors, c'était Brett Kulak qui était avec nous. Ron, maintenant, qui...